You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
And welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob.
And I'm going to be the best presidential candidate you've ever seen. It's going to be good. We're going to make America great again. We're going to do great things for business. We're going to dye our hair gold. We're going to have hot wives. It's going to be great.
Oh, fun stuff, fun stuff. There is actually a reason that you decided to do that.
It's because I'm going to make America fly great again. They're going to fly great again. They're going to fly so high, the minds are going to be in the clouds.
Indeed. I got nothing. You just keep rolling with it.
Welcome, guys, to episode number
664.
We are very excited today to talk about, can you fly your drone in a TFR? Most of you probably already know the answer to that. But today's question has a specific point to that. So we're going to be talking about that today. And we're going to be talking about, what should you do if the president comes into town?
Hey guys, this is Dave.
And Josh.
We were looking to do some real estate flying today right outside of Nashville. And realized after checking our app that we were under a temporary flight restriction for VIP movement. Then it dawned on us that Trump is in town. So we were curious, does this affect 107 only or rec, or is it both? Appreciate your guys' feedback and look forward to hearing from you. Thanks.
Have a good one.
Thanks, gents. I think this might be our first question that comes from two people on the same question. So you have broken through a barrier. Anyways, thank you for the question.
Definitely. Thank you for the question.
AstroNew.com if you have a question.
So back in the day, unmanned aircraft were not actually on TFRs. It wasn't until I think it was 2015, 2014. I can't remember which year it was. They added unmanned aircraft to temporary flight restrictions. Now, if the big bald guy or the big blonde guy, excuse me, I got that wrong. If the big blonde guy is in town.
So used to hanging out with bald guys.
I am. You should be happy. Anyway, I got a haircut and I was so jealous of you.
Oh man, I dig
but
it.
Actually, I really like my
that's
haircutter.
Good.
Yeah, Santi, good. He's awesome. Anyway, if the president is in town, if a senator is in town, anyone with a VIP designation, you absolutely 100% cannot fly, whether it's for fun, whether it's for commercial purposes, whether it's for helping your church, whether it's because you're helping the Red Cross. It doesn't matter. You cannot fly. Now, is there a way around that? I asked my local FISDO, who I think might have listened to the show a few times because he answers my emails a lot slower now.
That's too bad.
It is too bad. But he told me that FISDO does have the right to waive someone. Essentially, they can say that you can fly in a TFR, but you have to get the permission in writing from your local FISDO, and you have to have very specific, very...
Probably have to have a really good reason for that.
Well, in all honesty, if I'm... Like, you know, he was in Phoenix a couple weeks ago, Trump was, and I know a lot of operators that had to shut them down for a day, but I saw a lot of people on Instagram still flying. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean I endorse it, because I don't, but in all honesty, if you've got a big shoot scheduled and all of a sudden he decides to come in town, it's really a big problem.
Could be,
and
yeah.
I think this is, again, why it's so important to build a relationship with your local FAA, FISDO, or Flight Standards District office. Your local inspector, it's really good to just create a good relationship with him or her, because if you guys have spent a significant amount of money on a shoot that's coming up and all of a sudden Trump decides to come in town, and give the greatest speech you've ever heard, then, you know, that you're going to be at a loss. So it's going to be good to have a relationship to try to get past that TFR. I don't know if there is any other way to get past the TFR. I'm really not sure.
Probably not. Kind of would defeat the purpose to a certain extent. And typically do the TFRs, they're pretty broad, right? I mean, they're pretty wide ranging. So for example, the one that you mentioned in Phoenix when he was there, how big of a circle would that be? Would it cover the whole city?
It did cover the whole city.
Wow. So theoretically technically it's shutting down operations, period.
Oh yeah. In fact, one of our friends, Gary Oglesby out of Phoenix, he sent me a picture from FlightAware where literally before Air Force One landed, there were two F-16s doing circles around the city, like looking just to make sure that the airspace was clear. And then Air Force One landed, and that whole time, even traffic at KPHX was halted.
Hmm.
Think about that. Even traffic into the Phoenix airport was literally delayed doing circles so that he could land.
Right. Yeah, it's the way it's always been. It's not like it's anything new.
It's true.
What's new is that there are now a lot of people with drones.
It's true.
So we have to be respectful of those airspace restrictions. So good for them for actually checking their app and making sure, because probably ignorance would not be a defense, but I would guess most people don't ever check.
No, and in fact, there have been enforcements against people flying in TFRs. And if you want to know how to check TFRs, because I have found that AirMap, an app that a lot of people use. In fact, it's built into other apps as well, like Hover, and it's even built into the DJI system. There are a lot of discrepancies. There are a lot of problems. Yeah. The best place to figure out if there is a TFR is tfr.faa.gov. That is the best place.
Go right to the source, right?
Go right to the source. So, for example, you know, we're talking about, what is today's date?
21st.
Today's 21st. So yesterday, if you were in Huntsville, Alabama, there was VIP movement. But they're saying that it's actually not going to be until Friday, September 22nd. So they're giving you a couple days of notice. But there will be a TFR in place. There's a TFR in the Jemez Pueblo today.
In our neck of the woods,
which is interesting. I didn't know about that. But look at this. It's a month-long TFR.
Yeah, I wonder what's going on up there.
Very interesting. I'm about to scale in and see what's good, homie.
Yeah, all kinds of info on this thing.
Seriously, though, what's going on?
Anyway. So, I mean, I guess, let me ask you this. Do you recommend, or is there a need for checking every time you fly? Or you just kind of keep an eye on it periodically?
I recommend you check every single time you fly. I mean, it really should be a part of your pre-flight checklist. I'm pretty sure the FAA demands it too.
True.
And there are apps, but at the end of the day, you know, if you cause a problem and a flight inspector comes out and he's going to say, did you check your NOTAMs? You check, you know, the TFRs. And you could say, well, yeah, I checked AirMap. And they could be like, what's AirMap? I mean, that would not be unusual.
Yeah.
Seriously. So I think it's really important to just say, yeah, I went to the tfr.faa.gov. You know, guys, if you have an iPhone, you can actually, if you download Google Chrome or Safari, you can go into this page and you can actually create a thumbnail so it looks like it's its own app, and have that as an app on your phone so you can just click it and it pulls up tfr.faa.gov right away. So, I mean, it's a really simple, you know, simple trick that you can do. It's really helpful. Maybe even have a little folder on your phone with pre-flight checklist apps like Hover to check the KP index, like AccuWeather to check the weather, like SailFlow to check the wind, or here's another one I got. I think it's called Windy. I really like that one. And the one I really, really love is Radar. Let's see, what is it called? My Radar is the one.
Hmm.
So, yeah, what other apps am I? Yeah, Windy. I've got AirMap on here, but I can't stand AirMap. So I'm not a big fan of AirMap, especially because their leader, Mr. Gregg, is supporting the drone federalism bill with lots and lots of money. And that's the Feinstein bill.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
I think that would do horrible things to this industry. So I try not to support them. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's the word on the street.
Yeah, I was going to bring something up about our last show, but we'll just kind of leave it alone.
You don't want to make the show great again?
Nah, I think we're doing okay. I hope. Anyways.
If you have a question, go to askadroneu.com and make sure you check those TFRs before you fly. TFR.faa.gov. And we'll see you next time. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.